弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大家好像没有回应。
We don't have any response.
还沉浸在刚才的主导文当中。
You're sure enjoy the Lord's Supper.
你想不想要背下来哈？有的还能没有背下来。
And do you want to memorize?
还要背中文的，还要背英文的。
So besides the Chinese, also English.
需要我们很多的精力哈。
So need a lot of energy.
那开始之前，我们确实有一个特别的报告哈。
I have a special announcement today.
如果你有这个周报的话，请你打开周报。
And open your bulletin today.
在网上的弟兄姐妹可以看到，我们这个 LINE 的群组里面，我们已经把这个周报还有这个插页呢，都已经发在上面了。
If you're online right now, that you can see there's a bulletin on the online, and you can open up and to it will tell you.
那我们。讲我们要推动门徒训练已经很长时间了哈。
We've been talking about try to have a disciple training for a long period of time.
但是因为疫情的关系，就不断的有改变哈。
And so because of pandemic, we have been keep changing the time.
那现在我们终于可以把这个推出来哈。
And now we are going to start it.
所以我们呢这个门徒训练的工作小组呢。我们准备向大家推荐四册的材料。
We have four different types of materials.
那第一册的材料呢，就是新生命的课程。
And the first one is a new life.
这个课程是专门针对那些慕道的朋友，还没有成为基督徒的人。
And those are for the people who have not accepted Christ yet.
那么这一套材料是非常的特殊，因为我们，在这个门徒训练当中，很少有这个材料是专门是针对这个。慕道的朋友的。
So this series is pretty unique because there's rarely a material for non-believers.
那第二套的材料是新生命的课程。
And second one is a new life series.
那么新生命的课程呢，是针对说这个初信的基督徒的。
And it's focused on the people who just become a Christian.
那么这个就教导了做基督徒一些最基本的啊一些生活的要则。
And really teaching the new Christians what's the basic things that we need to become a new Christian.
几乎是包括了我们做基督徒生活的各个方面。
And it really includes all the aspects of our life.
那么下一个呢，丰盛的生命呢，其实也是个初信造就的课程。
And the next one is abundant life. It's also good for new believers.
那很多人说，为什么我们有两套是初信造就的课程？
And why people might ask why we have two types of the lesson for new believers.
因为这两套的内容实际上是比较相似的。
And they're kind of similar.
但是我们提供给大家，就给大家一些更多的选择。
So, but at least you have an option.
那么可能有些人比较喜欢新生活的课程。
And some people might like the new life.
那么可能其他的人对丰盛生命可能比较适合一些。
And some people might like the abundant life.
所以我们给大家有不同的选择。
So you have an option.
那么除了这个初信造就之外呢，那可能有人觉得说，哦，我已经信主很久，初信造就的东西我大概都已经知道了。
And some for the material for new beginners that you feel that you already passed that stage and you want to learn something different.
所以那最后我们的第四册所推荐给大家的不再一样呢。
And no longer same, that would be the fourth different.
就是一个比较专题性的门徒训练的课程。
It's more for topical.
那么是针对说我们做基督徒怎么样去寻求神的旨意。
And it's for Christian how to see God's will.
我想这是我们每个基督徒都想知道的。
I think this is something that every Christian wants to know.
而且也是对我们的生活是非常也可以说是密切相关的。
And it's really applicable to our life.
那这一套资料呢是从英文翻译过来的。
And this, series is translated from English.
所以呢这说英文的材料是也是有的哈，这一套材料。
So English is also available.
所以我们希望大家呢，如果你对这些个门徒训练的材料有兴趣的话哈。
And so if you are really interested in any one of the four,
那么请跟那个马若曦姐妹来联系哈。
And please contact Rachel.
因为她是我们负责基督教教育的执事。
And she's a deacon of a Christian Ed.
那么也可以，或者你跟我讲也可以。
Oh, or contact Pastor Chan.
我们希望这些基督徒在一起彼此的学习啊，能够对我们 属灵的生命打下一个更坚实的基础。
And so that will build a better foundation. We'll continue to learn those things.
好，那今天我们就继续来看彼得前后书哈。
And today we will continue to study the first and second Peter.
那彼得前书我们上个星期已经结束了。
We already finished the first Peter last week.
那今天我们来看的是彼得后书。
And today we start the second Peter.
我不知道大家有没有看过一部电影哈。
And have you seen a movie?
这个电影呢叫赖家王老五。
Okay, the name of the movie is called Failure to Lunch.
那是2006年好莱坞拍的一部电影。
It's produced by Hollywood 2006.
是一部这种家庭的感情的剧，是很有意思。
And it's pretty interesting, it's a family movie.
它讲的是这家人呢有一个儿子，他已经35岁了。
And talk about in this family, there's a son, 35 years old.
然后这对老夫妻呢就天天说这儿子什么时候可以从家里搬出去独立生活。
The parents are always thinking about when their son can move out and to be independent.
但是好像这个儿子从来没有这样的兴趣哈。
And but the son was never interested in moving out.
因为他在这家里住得非常舒服。
And he's very comfortable stay at home.
老妈给他煮饭啊洗衣服啊。
And the mother will cook and wash clothes for him.
然后这个老爸呢，负责这个房子、院子所有的事情啊。
And the dad will take care of the house and the garden.
于是这对老夫妻就商量。
And so the parents discuss.
有什么办法能够让他搬出去吧
？How can we think a way to get him out of house?
于是他们两个请了一个人，花钱请了一个人，特别来做这个事情。
And so they pay someone to do the thing.
请来的这位呢是位女士哈。
And they invited this lady.
她呢就是跟这个她儿子约会的名义哈。
And so they start dating their son.
慢慢的就可以让她从这个家里面搬出去。
So hopefully that the son will willing to move out.
因为这对老夫妻他有一个朋友就是请的这个人把这个事情做成了。
And because their parents has a friend at the goddess lady to accomplish this.
所以呢他们就是寄予厚望啊希望这个事情成功。
So they have a high hope for this.
不过呢不成想他们假戏成真哈。
And not, well, they actually become serious about this.
那么两个人呢双双坠入爱河。
They both are falling in love with each other.
当然故事有一些波折了。
Of course, there's some up and down in the movie.
不过最终的结果是终于他们怎么样就搬出去住了。
So end result is the son finally move out of house.
所以啊你看如果是一个小孩子长大之后啊他还不能够自立的话做父母是非常苦恼的。
And so if a child gradually growing up,That cannot be independent, and the parents will start to worry.
那基督徒的生命其实也是一样。
And the Christian life is the same way.
那基督徒生命你也有婴儿期、成长期。
And so the Christian life also has an infancy and growing up period.
所以不同的时期都需要不同的喂养跟不同的呵护。
And at different stage, they will need a care and need a protection.
所以当生命进入一个成熟期的时候，这个基督徒就可以怎么样？可以有自立的生活。
So when your life that became more mature, then you can be more independent.
而且呢，他不但如此，他还可以帮助其他的人。
And beside that, you can also help others as well.
如果该成熟的时候还没有成熟，那个就是令人非常遗憾的事情。
So if you are supposed to be mature but not mature, it's a very regrettable thing.
美国有这个盖勒普的这个民意调查。
And so in United States, there's a Gallup survey.
他们综合了多年调查的结果，就发现哈。
And they combine many years of the poll results.
那么那些有信仰的人，一般他们的生活都比较快乐幸福一些。
The people who has a religious belief, they are happier.
而且呢，他们在抵御人生这种不测的时候，他们的抵御能力也比较强。
And so they have ability to withstand the unforeseen of life is far higher than those one who do not have a belief.
那么他们在这方面呢，有信仰的人比没有信仰的人那个明显的要好处很多。
And then they are doing so much better, the people who is with a belief, than those people who do not.
尽管美国现在参加教会的人数在逐年 下降的一个趋势。
And so recently, the number of people go to church is declining.
但是呢，仍然有高达76%的人认为说什么，这个信仰对于他们的人生是非常重要。
But still, 76% people still think the faith is extremely important in their life.
所以由此可见，教会啊，我们怎么样去帮助弟兄姐妹在属灵上方。生活生命上面的成长是相当重要的。
So therefore, the church need to help the member grow spiritually is a key to success.
那我们今天来看彼得后书啊，我想这个彼得后书的教导在很多的时候就强调这个方面。
And so we're going to start study the Second Peter. Then Second Peter has a lot of teaching about how we can grow maturely.
所以在我们进入今天的经文之前，我们先把这个。彼得后书整体来看一下。
And so let's start looking at the Second Peter first.
那么我们来看一下这个啊、这个图哈。
And let's look at this picture.
那这个图呢，就是画出了这个彼得后书的结构哈。
And this is the structure of the Second Peter.
那彼得后书的主题呢，就在一章的12节。
And it's in the chapter 1:12.
在你们已有的真道上坚固
，and so that you strengthen establishing the truth you already have。
所以呢，在彼得前书的第一开始，就是我们今天的经文1节到11节。
And so the very beginning is from the verse 1 to 11。
那么强调的是信徒的品德
，and emphasizes the Christian's characters。
那么在这个段这卷书的最后，同样强调的是什么？信徒的品德。
And so, in the end of this, the book also emphasizes a Christian's character.
那么中间的这部分内容说我们怎么样是最核心的部分。这卷书讲的是我们怎么样有属灵的分辨。
And so we in between talk about discernment.
也这就是彼得后书的目的。
And this is the purpose of the Second Peter.
他来提醒大家信徒怎么样防备异端。
And so it's really remind the Christian how do we prevent heresy.
那么下一章就是英文的啊，同样的这个表格是英文的。
And the next slide is the English.
那么彼得呢，在开篇就开始激励信徒说，你们应当注重属灵生命的成长。
And so in the very beginning, Peter really encourage people to encourage people's spiritual growth.
这样才可以提升我们抵御。这个异端侵袭的能力。
And so you will have ability to defend attack of heresy.
就好像一个小孩子一样。
It's like a little child.
当孩子很小的时候，他很容易生病的。
And when the child is very small, it's very easy to get sick.
因为他身体的抵抗力有限。
It does not have enough immunity.
但是孩子渐渐长大时候。
And when the child grows older.
你发现到了他们进入 teenager 的时候，他们就抵抗力就强了。
And so when they become teenagers, they have much better immunity.
所以他们生病的机会呢就明显的减少很多。
And so they get sick less.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们怎么样去能够有识别跟分辨的能力，就在于我们生命的成长。
And so whether we have a discernment, and then is whether that is depends how mature we are.
好，那我们现在就来看这个经文，是在彼得后书的1章1到11节。
Let's look at the first, Second Peter chapter 1:1-11.
那这个图大家不用担心哈，我们会把它放在网，我们教会的网站上。
And you don't need to worry about this, the slides that we'll put on online.
你们可以下载的。
And then you can download.、
嗯、那么我们来看彼得后书的1章1节到11节。
Let's look at the Second Peter.Chapter 1:1-11.
我来读中文，比兰卡来读英文。
Pastor Chen, we read Chinese, I will read English.
第一节，做耶稣基督仆人和使徒的西门彼得，写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之义，与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人。
Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours.
愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们的主多多地加给你们。
And grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识 那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。
And his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness.
因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
Through this, he has given us his very great and precious promises.
叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的情分神的性情有份。
So that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤。有了信心，又要加上德行；有了德行，又要加上知识。
For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness and to goodness knowledge.
有了知识，又要加上节制；有了节制，又要加上忍耐。有了忍耐，又要加上前进。
And to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness.
有了前进，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。
And to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love.
你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
Well, if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。
But whatever does not have them is a nearsighted and blind, forgetting what they have been cleansed from their past sins.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主耶稣，我们主救主耶稣基督。
And you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以彼得在这封信的开始首先告诉基督徒说，你们应该追求的是什么？是品格上的长进。
And so very beginning, Peter encouraged the believers that what you need to pursue is the characters.
而且彼得在这里告诉我们，上帝已经为我们预备了所有的资源。
And so here talk about that Jesus already prepared all the resources we need.
所以所有的都为我们预备好了。
And he already prepared for us.
所以我们完全有可能追求这种品格上的提升。
So it's possible for us to pursue the character formation.
那个这个资源到底是什么呢？
What is the resource?
其实我们从第一节到第四节就看到，这个资源其实就是认识主耶稣基督。
So what is a resource is to know Jesus Christ.
所以在第二节，彼得的祝福也是与主耶稣基督密切相关的。
And so in the verse 2, talk about that associated with knowing Christ, that is the same.
知识啊，在这一短短的这个书信里面是一个关键的词。
So knowledge that is a key word in this book.
在这卷书卷里一共出现十一次之多。
It appeared 11 times.
但是这个知识不是我们现代人所讲的知识。
But the knowledge is different than what we talk about nowadays.
我们现代人的知识常常是说我从课本上读到的东西。
And very often when we refer to knowledge is something from the textbook.
但圣经里讲的知识是你自己跟耶稣基督的关系。
And so knowledge he will talk about is your relationship with Christ.
所以这个关系才是真正的知识。
The relationship is the knowledge.
所以不只是停留在理性的层次。
It's not only to stay on the rational level.
而是我们的一种生活的形态。
And it manifests in our life.
这个形态是一个动态的。
And so it's active.
因为是跟我们主耶稣基督彼此互动的一个形态。
It's an interaction with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以上帝为我们预备的有已经成就的。
And God has prepared for us something that's already done.
就是第三节告诉我们的，那就是在主耶稣基督里面所成就的救恩。
And so talk about is that he already done is his salvation.
还有说要为将来要成就的。
And also talk about things that will be done in the future.
那是第四节所讲到的将来的盼望。
And so talk about hope in the future.
我们特别要注意到这个属灵的成长体现在正反两个方面。
And so the spiritual growth, you talk about positive and negative.
所以在负面讲，第四节告诉我们，我们要脱离从情欲来的败坏。
And so the verse 4 talk about get rid of the corrupt nature.
那么正面讲就是说我们要有神的性情。
And so for the positive part is that we have God's characters.
我们要特别注意一些个形容词在这里。
And so let's look some of the modifiers.
第三节他讲过什么？神的神能已将一切所有的。
So the inversary talk about everything that we need.
然后第四节又讲到说这又宝贵又极大的。
The verse 4 talk about giving a very great and precious promises.
所以神为我们预备的资源呢是包括所有的。
And so God prepared the resource including everything we need.
没有任何的缺少。
And there's nothing lacking.
而且是非常宝贵的。
And it's very precious.
所以我们做基督徒怎么能不珍贵这些、啊、
And so how can we treasure those things?
而且上帝的祝福呢就是让我们有品格的升华。
And so God wants to continue to learn about the characters of him.
但是很遗憾的时候就是我们呢很希望这个人类啊都是很希望得到神的能力、啊。
And very often, fortunately, that we want God's power instead.
特别是你看好莱坞现在的电影哈
，especially if you watch Hollywood movies，
那个这个趋势就是越来越离这个现实生活越来越远。
It's really out of realities。
而且每个影片的制作费用都越来越高。
And production fees getting higher and higher。
讲了半天都是什么那些超自然超能力的事情，对不对
？Talk about a lot of supernatural miracles。
但是人想要上帝的能力，却不想要上帝的品格。
And very often, people want God's power, not God's characters.
我想，其实那是个很危险的事情。
This is extremely dangerous.
我们真的不希望有一个这样的人出现啊。
I hope that we don't have someone like that.
我想那是对全人类一个很大的灾难。
That will be a disaster for human being.
所以，品格的改变是根本。
And the change of character is the foundation.
你知道亚当堕落的时候，亚当堕落不是因为贪吃哈。
And so for Adam, false is not because he's a gluttonous.
不是因为那个伊甸园里没有果子可吃。
Not because that he was lacking of any food to eat.
而是因为他首先在品格上的堕落。
So it's a fault of his characters.
他的品格怎么堕落的
？What happened to his characters?
他怀疑上帝。
He doubt God.
所以这就是堕落的开始。
And that's the beginning of the fall.
所以。我们基督徒所追求的应该是以品格的改变为核心。
So what we Christians should pursue, it should be start with changing of our characters.
这是上帝要救赎我们的根本。
And this is what God wanted to save us. That's the foundation of saving us.
也是我们基督徒的福气所在。
And that is the beginning of a Christian's life.
所以我们要追求生命的改变。
So we want to pursue the change of life.
可能有人会说，陈牧师。啊，这个不是我不想改啊，有的时候真的改不了。
It's not I don't want to change, but I just can't do it.
其实啊，我们知道保罗在圣经里他曾经讲过，他说立志行善由得我，但是只是怎么样行出来由不得我。
And so just like Paul said, I have a desire to do what's good, but I cannot carry it out.
可能很多时候我们跟保罗有同样的感受。
And we feel that what Paul says.
但是我们要知道保罗所讲的情况是在。人活在律法之下的状况。
And when Paul described, is that because people are living under the law?
我们现在不是活在律法之下。
We're no longer living under the law.
我们是什么？有圣灵，神赐给圣灵在我们的心中。
So we live under the Holy Spirit.
所以这些旧有的习性、一些习惯，不是不能改变的。
And so it's not unchangeable for those old habits.
其实它没有办法束缚我们。
And so.
束缚。
Oh, that nothing can bind us.
Yeah. 那么他之所以还可以兴风作浪，主要是我们给他的一个许可证。
And very often they can stir it up because we give it the permission.
就是好像我们给他开了个绿灯。
and we give it the green light.
那它就可以通行的了。
And so once the green light, then you can move forward.
所以我们要改变的前提，首先必须要有改变的愿望。
And so before we want to change, we have to have a desire to change.
我们才有改变的可能。
And so there will be a possibility to change.
所以认识这一点呢，就坚定了我们的信心。
And so once we know that, that confirms our faith.
可以改变。
It's possible.
那么大家都知道爱因斯坦是一个很伟大的物理学家。
We all know that Einstein is extremely wonderful, great of physics.
Yeah. 那有一天他被邀请到一个大学里说去讲座。
And one time he was invited to a college to give a seminar.
那在讲座的之前呢，他就有机会呢，就跟大家都坐在一起啊，就是休息啊，聊天啊，这样子机会。
So before the seminar started, he was chatting with people.
结果呢，他碰巧跟另外一个年轻的女大学生坐在一起。
So he happened to sit with a female college student.
然后那个女学生就问他，他说：“你看你这么大年纪，头发已经白了，你到这大学里来干什么？”
And so this female college student asked Einstein, said, "Why are you getting so old? Why do you come to college?"
他说我是学习这个物理学的。
And the female student.
Yeah, female student.
The female student also studied physics.
No, yeah.
Einstein said he studied physics.
Yeah. 那么这个学生女学生就说，哦，哇，你在学这个物理学呀？我去年已经把物理学的课程全部学完了。
And so the female student said, "Oh, you study physics. I already finished all the physics that I need to take."
当然，他不知道爱因斯坦讲到他是学习的。这个意思是意味着什么
？But so she did not understand what he meant by learning about physics.
所以弟兄姐妹，其实如果我们认为我们学的东西我都懂了，你就不会学到新的东西了。
So if you think you already know everything, you will never learn anything new.
其实就像物理学
，just like physics，
无止境的
，is unlimited.
任何学科是这样，我想属灵生命成长同样是没有止境。
So spiritual growth is the same way. There's no limit.
那么我在神学院读书的时候，有个教授，他叫的 Hendricks 啊。
And when I started seminary school, there was a professor Hendricks.
Yeah, 他是一位很好的教授。
He was a wonderful professor.
那么他就说过，他说啊，他说我活了很大年，当时他教我们的时候，他已经80多岁了。
He was in his 80 when he was still teaching.
然后他说，我碰到很多的基督徒呢，是没有一个基督徒想过一个平庸的生活。
I have met a lot of Christians who does not want to live a mediocre life.
但是现实的生活中确实有很多平庸的基督徒。
But in reality, there are a lot of Christians living a mediocre life.
Yeah, 我们想的是一回事，但实际上现实是有这么一个落差。
And so even though there's what you think is different than what's reality.
那怎么样我们才能改变我们的生命？能够更像基督的样子。
So how can we change our character to be more like Jesus?
这个上帝已经把资源预备好，那么接下来就是我们信徒要有这样的追求。
So God already prepared the resource for us. So what we need to do is to try to pursue it.
所以彼得在这里列了八种不同的品格。
So Peter has listed 8 different characters.
那么下一张 slide 就把这个八个不同的品格跟这个九种圣灵的果子把它对应起来。
So this slide talk about 8 characters in the second Peter compared with the fruits of a spirit.
所以彼得这里所列的是从信心开始的第五节。
So here talk about start with the faith.
但是呢最后是以爱心来结束的。
But finish with a love.
所以呢这个爱呢是一种从神而来的爱 agape.
And the love we talk about agape is coming from the Lord.
所以这是一种属灵生命的一个巅峰。
And so it's a pinnacle of our spiritual life.
所以我们知道彼得曾经特别强调过爱，在彼得前书彼得曾经讲过爱能够遮掩怎么样许多的罪。
So Peter once emphasized that love can cover over multiple of sins.
那么特别注意一下哈，这八种不同的品格呀不是相互分割的。
And so there are those characters are not independent in itself.
乃是彼此相关的。
They're interrelated.
那么特别注意到，当我们看到说 有了信心再加上德行哈。
And so we were talking about we with a faith and then you have a character.
我们好像以为说哦你首先要先有信心。
And so you will say you need to have a faith first.
等你有信心满了然后你才能有德行。
And so after you have a faith then you can have the goodness.
这个并不是这个意思哈。
And so that does not mean that.
因为这个文法那么彼得这个后书用的这种文法呀它是一种特殊的文笔方式。
It's a special way to describe.
它叫连续体。
It's a sorbet, right?
Sorites.
Yeah, sorites.
Yeah. 那么这种连续体呢它就是用来强调的。
And this sorites is a try to emphasize particular word.
并不是说你先有信心的时候你没有爱心爱心到最后才有不是这样的次序的。
It does not mean you only have a faith and, you know, one after the other. No.
也并不是说这个比那个更重要。
There's nothing to say one's more important than the other.
而是说这些是强调一个不断增加不断晋升的一个过程。
And talk about continue grow and continue get the more deep.
那么一般的教会的话我们如果推动福音啊传福音啊做门徒训练其实已经相当不错的教会了。
And some of the church that is pretty good if they are trying to do evangelism or disciple training.
那么对于一些比较成熟的基督徒呢其实大部分教会并没有很多的手段可以帮助他们去提升的。
And to a lot of mature Christian, very often church does not have any particular program for them.
那么在西方的教会呢就是近几年都有开始这种这种灵性这种灵命塑造的运动哈。
And for some of the churches, recently, that have some spiritual formation.
那么下一张 slide 是英文的表格哈。
And next one is English.
那就是为了来弥补这方面的需要。
And it's trying to make it up the needs for mature Christians.
那么大家还记得去年十月份我们有请一个特别的讲员来。
And do you still remember we have a special speaker last October?
刘富里牧师
And
对不对
Felix Liu.
那他是培灵会其实他讲了很多其实都属于是灵命塑造方面的。
And he talked about a lot of things about the spiritual formation.
特别是他鼓励我们弟兄姐妹要怎么样给耶稣写信对不对
And especially encourage Christians that to write letters or journals to Jesus.
那我们当中有些弟兄姐妹也有做随后做这些操练，其实这就是一种属灵操练的方法。
And so the many of our sister and brother have started doing that is a way to discipline.
那我们教会今年十月份呢，还会组织一个特别的退休会。
And this year in October we're going to have a special retreat.
我们会去洛杉矶附近的。马里布。
And so we're going to go to Malibu in Los Angeles.
在那个地方呢。有几天的时间就是来做一些属灵方面的操练的。
And so they will spend some time to do some spiritual disciplines.
所以首先我们追求品格上的长进哈。
And so first we pursue spiritual maturity.
但是我们不要混淆了这种生命的成熟啊并不是性格的改造。
So we have to understand that character is different than personality.
因为品格跟性格是不一样的。
And character is different than personality.
那性格呢是与天俱来的。
And personality is something you were born with.
大概你一生都不会改变太多。
And usually your personality does not change that much.
有的人是急脾气的话他都是很急。
And some people has a type A personality, they always like to get hurry.
你要想把那个慢脾气的人他变成急脾气那这个真是徒劳无功的事情。
And for people who usually like act very slow, it's almost impossible to make them to change, they want to act very quickly.
所以性格没有所谓不是跟品格不是完全一样的。
So personality is very different than characters.
那属灵的生命我们不是改变人的性格是改变品格。
So spiritual maturity, we're not talking about changing the personality, we're changing the characters.
也就是基督的生命在我们身上的体现。
So it's the manifestation of Jesus Christ in us.
那么这种品格的改变的话我们的行为怎么样也就随之改变。
So once we change the character, that will lead to our behavior change.
所以这才是基督徒生命的改变你是表里如一。
So then thatchange it will show inside and out.
很多的时候我们不晓得我们知道说 要改变行为，牧师言我们改变行为，我们首先就把行为改变了。
And so very often our pastors say we need to change our behavior, we just try to change our hourly behavior.
但是如果你里面的性格，这个内心的东西没有改变，这个行为也不会持续太久的。
And so if inside does not change, that this kind of behavior will not last very long.
用不了多久它就回去了。
And so you will go back to old ways.
Yeah. 所以呢，第二个方面就是我们不要以为这个追求生命的成熟啊，就是跟中国那个修身养性哈，那个连起来哈。
And so pursuit of spiritual maturity is not like for Chinese people saying self cultivation.
因为我们传统文化有这种修身养性的东西，两个表面上看起来跟我们这个基督徒的品格好像很相似。
And very often it's almost like we think it's the same. The Chinese people talk about self cultivation.
那中国怎么讲修身养？首先要正心。
And so we have to say that we have uprightness.
那么正心、修身、齐家、治国，最后一个是什么？平天下。
And self cultivation, family order, governance of the country.
嗯 ，Jackson， 没听说过吧？
Jackson, have you heard it?
yeah. 那其实啊，我们这些东西，它是当然了。你这个知道说，我们不只是改变，先首先从思想入手，这个是对的哈。
And so this is a right way to think about. You start changing your thinking first.
但是最终的目的还是什么？要平天下。
And ultimately, is that have a peace of the world?
就是什么？你要得到你想要东西，你要达到你所要达到的目的。
So actually, still to try to get what you want.
所以呢，不过你所做的方式是修身养性，哈。
And so it's kind of focus on the self cultivation.
那么接人待物呢，是谦恭礼让。
And so you try to treat people with humility.
但是这都是些表面的改变。
And this is a very outwardly superficial.
这个还不是生命的改变。
But this is not changing of life.
那么在中国大陆有一个很著名的传道人叫王明道。
There's a very famous preacher. His name is 王明道。
那大概我以前跟你们讲王明道牧师哈，他那个共产党当时开始三自教会的时候哈。
And so Three Governing Church when started.
那么三自教会开始，那么就是要求所有的教会你都要加入的。
And so the Three Governing Church asked every preacher that to join them.
那么王明道知道加入这个三自教会，你要在信仰上有妥协的。
And he knew that you need to make some compromise if
you
join the church.
不肯妥协。
So he refused to compromise.
于是就被抓到监狱里去了。
So he was arrested to jail.
那抓到监狱之后，你就知道这个无产阶级专政的厉害哈。
And so you knew that 无产阶级 no you don't own any properties, right?
I know.
无产阶级，
无产阶级专政，你不，共产党的无产阶级专政，你没有受过，你不知道哦。
And so the communist, communism that if you came from China, you will know what that means. 无产 there's no properties.
他受不了啊。
So he couldn't stand it.
所以他干脆就说：“哎呀，我呀就表面承认就好了。他说什么就什么，我自己在还心里面我还是。”继续按照主的做不就可以了吗？就这样
子说。He said maybe I would just compromise hourly, but inside I still think the differently.
所以你说什么我就说什么，就签字保证，然后我就出来，就把它放出来。
So he said, okay, whatever you want me to do, I will sign. I will just do it, so I can be released.
哎呀，他放出来之后，他心里可不平安了。
And once he was released, he was did not feel peaceful.
他觉得主在责备他。
And he feel the God was scolding him.
你是做传道人，你可以违背良心这样子做一面这一面，外面一面里面也不可以的。
How can you be a preacher that do something outside and inside is different?
那信仰的东西你怎么可以这样？没有。
How can you do this with your faith?
于是他说：“不对，不对，不对。
”He said, "No, I did something wrong."
他马上跟当局就重新说，我收回我签字的那个东西。
So immediately he revoked his signatures.
所以干脆又把他抓到监狱里去了。
So he was arrested back to the prison again.
这一坐就坐了二十几年哈。
So he was in prison for more than 20 years.
那到后来的时候，中国改革开放就是受到外界很大的影响，要把这些人都放出来啊。
And so later that there was a lot of pressure to release those prisoners.
所以就要把王明道也放出来，他坐在监狱他不走。
So, but he was sitting in the jail, the prison.
他说：“你不要把我放出去啊！”
He said, "Don't let me go."
我还是反对三自教会的哈。
I'm still against the Church.
哎，我是没有改变，这跟你们的法律啊是违背的。
And I've not changed.
我就应该坐监狱，按照你们的法律坐监狱。
So according to your law, I will need to stay in prison.
哎，所以呢，最后这些人没办法，反正死劝活劝，连哄带蒙就把他给弄出来了。
And so that they couldn't, the government could not do anything. They finally released him.
所以王明道牧师被称为中国教会的良心。
And so he was a conscience of a Chinese church.
所以不是他的教会有多大。
Not because his church was really big.
不是他的讲道有多好。
Not that his preaching was so big.
不是他写了多好的书。
Not because he had written a lot of wonderful books.
而是他生命的品格见证了耶稣基督的福音。
But it's rather his character manifests God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们做品格的塑造，有的时确实要付出一些代价。
And sometimes we do pay a price when we talk about character formation.
但是神给我们的奖励是更多的。
But God's reward will be much bigger.
我们可以看到哈，这封信呢是彼得在他殉道之前写的哈。
And we can see this, he wrote this book before he died.
那这个时候彼得已经是年老的时候。
He was an elderly man.
我们也看到他的品格就日臻的成熟。
And his character became more and more mature.
我们看到年轻时的彼得在福音书里记载，他是怎么样爱出风头。
And you know that when he was young, he loved to show off.
然后爱说大话。
Boastful.
然后喜欢跟人家比较。
Love to compete with others.
哎，但是你看年老的彼得。
And you will see the elderly Peter.
谦卑。
Humble.
而且呢，自己你看他这一封信第一开始首先。仆人和使徒
，and servant and apostle，
先把仆人放在前面
，servant first，
然后再说自己是使徒
，and then apostle。
这里他提到耶稣基督，你看，一共十一节的经文，他提到五次耶稣基督
，and for 11 verses he talk about Jesus Christ 5 times。
弟兄姐妹，基督就是我们生命中的核心
，and so Jesus should be the focal point of our life。
你可以知道到老年，他对主的那种委身是何等的深。
And you can see the elderly Peter while his commitment to Christ。
那讲到我们的神和救主，我们的主救主，你看他反复的强调。
Continue to talk about our God, our Savior。
他爱神的爱主的心呢是跃然纸上。
The heart of Peter, that how much he loved Christ.
所以彼得在这里也特别鼓励当时的小西亚的信徒哈。
And so he really encouraged minor Asian believers.
那么也是说希望他们要殷勤。
And so for them to be making every effort.
那么第五节就讲到说你们要分外的殷勤。
And so really try to make every effort.
第十节也说你们更加的殷勤。
And so the verse 10, then make more effort diligent.
所以这种属灵的成熟是神为我们预备了资源，但需要我们自己怎么样努力。
So those are the, God has provided resource, but what we have to do is making every effort.
所以有的时候我们这种努力才能够跟配合神的工作，才能达到我们所期望的结果。
So in order to match what God expects of us, we have to make every effort.
大家知道保罗在哥林多后书讲过一个很著名的一句话，他叫外体虽然毁坏，但是内心怎么样却一天心思一天。
So in the second Corinthian, Paul has said, we even though our hourly are wasting away, but inside we're newer.
所以大家要特别体会这句讲的话，非常的，这才是真理。
And so this is the truth.
我们年纪增长的，年长的，我们都知道身体怎么样，一年比一年差。
And so when we become older, we know our physical health start deteriorating.
有时候我们羡慕啊那个年轻人哈。
So we really envy those young people.
哎，你看我们当中有两个大学生在我们当中。
So you see, we have two college students among us.
我们想，哎呀，年轻真好哈。
And so young, so wonderful.
哎，所以有人就特别把自己要打扮年轻一点。
And some people like to dress young.
你打扮太年轻了，下次来教会不知道。 是谁？哦，来个新朋友啊。
And so if you're dressed really young, we say, oh, we got a newcomer.
哎，有一次真的有一个好久不来教会，突然来，哎，谁呀？新朋友来了，哎呦。
And so there's one person haven't come to church for a long time. Then he showed up. And, oh, there's a new person.
打扮的跟二十几岁差不多。
He dressed up look like he's in his 20s.
不过把眼睛调调，定睛一看，哈。
So when we look at him again.
是你呀。
Oh, it's you.
还是原先那个人吗？
还是 still the same person.
其实不太好看。
And actually, it doesn't look appropriate.
你就按照你的年纪差不多打扮就好了。
You need dress according to your age.
Yeah, 你六七十岁要打扮成二三十岁，肯定不好看。
You're 60, 70, you dress up like 20s. That just doesn't look good.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要改变我们的生命，要努力去改变里面的哈。
And we need to make effort to change inside.
那么我们可以做平凡的人。
And we can be an ordinary people.
可能我们大部分人。都是平凡的人。
The majority of people are ordinary people.
但是我们不能做个平庸的人。
But we do not want to be a mediocre.
所谓平凡呢，是我们做的事情、我们的职业、我们做都是很平平凡凡的事情。
And so ordinary means that all the things that's very common and just, you know, normal.
这个可以的，没有什么错。
Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
但是我们的品格上是指的我们品格不能做个平庸的人。
But our character should never be mediocre.
所以我们甘愿平凡但是我们绝对不能平庸。
And so we'd rather be ordinary without being mediocre.
所以上帝会奖励我们要我们多结果子的。
And so God will really reward us bear fruits.
也真正结果的基督徒呢就是他的品格会怎么样日新月异。
And true fruitful Christians, those are one who are mature and in characters and become more like Christ Jesus.
更像我们的主耶稣基督的样子。
And more and more like Christ Jesus.
所以彼得这里在第八节讲到他是用什么讲他是讲到充充足足的。
And so in verse 8, talk about that increase measure.
第十一节又讲到是什么丰丰富富的
and then 11 talk about abundance.
而且第十节又讲到说，这样的人永不失脚
and such a person never stumble.
所以这是神给我们的奖励
and so this is a reward from the Lord.
所以当我们在这样的事上去努力的话
so you will pursue in those things.
你不会失望的
and you will never be disappointed.
你付出的努力会有结果的
and you will receive you bear fruit.
那会使我们的心会得到满足的
will be satisfied our hearts.
就像我们今天主日学讲到说你的心里有很多苦毒的时候那个人很苦对不对
and when we're in Chinese Sunday school talk about there's a lot of bitterness inside.
所以我们要告别平庸
and so we will say goodbye to mediocre.
我们才可以进入在耶稣基督里那个美好的国度。
So we can enter that live up to Christ's expectation.
那么在这个十五世纪有一个基督徒他的名字叫 Thomas, 叫肯培啊。
So there's, 15th century, there's a Christian called Thomas Kempis.
那他呢写了一部书他这本书的名字叫效法基督。
And he wrote a book called Imitation of Christ.
那这本书啊是可以说是经典。
And so it's a classic book.
那么很多历史上一些个杰出的基督徒都在这本书上收获非常大。
Many exceptional Christians have received a lot of help from this book.
远处的像罗耀拉哈
，and like 罗耀拉，
可能你们不熟悉，但是约翰卫斯理你们都知道吗
？And John Wesley, you know.
因为约翰卫斯理，我们这个 Nazarene Church 就是跟约翰卫斯理有关系的。
And so John Wesley, Nazarene Church have to do with John Wesley.
那包括我们最近就在南加的这个。威勒德哈 ，Dallas Willard 的
，and Dallas Willard also
那很著名的一个基督徒，他也是受这本书的影响
，It was very affected by this book.
那这本书啊，其实他写的文采的话，非常简单，他的文笔非常简单。
How he wrote this book is very simple.
但是所写的都是他生命当中跟主耶稣的经历。
And so all the things that he wrote is the experience with the Lord.
他一生中你要想讲出什么故事来，他也没有什么故事。
He didn't have a lot of story to tell.
挺单的，因为大部分时间他在抄写圣经啊，在管理这个修道院啊，带领新的人，这些很平常的一个人。
And so he did a lot of ordinary thing. It's just that, you know, copy the Bible verses and leading the people in a monastery.
但是这些的改变，他生命中的改变，他记录下来的，确实就给了历代基督徒很大的一个鼓励。
But the changes in him that has really helped the Christians later on.
那接下来我就跟大家推荐一些哈。
So I will go
to recommend. 下一张 slide 哈。
Next slide.
那一些基督教的名著哈。
And so there's a famous classic book.
为什么说我们改变生命是可能的呢？
Why we say the change of character is possible?
因为历史上很多其他的基督徒都走过这样的路。
Because many Greek Christians they have walked this path before.
不但走过，而且他们成功了。
Besides, they have walked.
而且他们把这些东西都留给我们了。
And they have left their books to us.
我们只是就照着他们的脚步走就可以。
We just need to follow their steps.
我们同样可以达到他们的境界。
We can achieve the same thing.
那么奥古斯丁大家都知道，好熟悉。
Augustine，
那奥古斯丁他写的是这个《忏悔录》，对。那么，安娜，你要不断的 hit 你的 key， 好，《忏悔录》出来了。那本人约翰写的是什么呢？《天路历程》，对。哎，你再摁一下。哦，出来了，好。那第三个，C.S. Lewis 写的。
C.S. Lewis。
返璞归真，对，就是我这个图写的哈 ，Mary Christianity。然后接下来考门夫人写的，对，荒漠甘泉，对吧？大家都听说过这些东西。最后张伯斯啊 ，Oswald Chamber， 竭诚为主，对。然后下一张 slide 就是英文的
，The next one is
这些都是 classical 的 Christian reading。我不是只是读这些东西。而是说这些东西就记载了这些人他们生命路程的脚步。其实弟兄姐妹，什么事情上帝都为我们预备，我们只要跟随着这些榜样去学就好。
And so those people that have demonstrated they have just follow Christ, and their journey can help us. We can achieve the same thing.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们很可能这一生都是平平凡凡的人。
So all our life we can be just ordinary.
That's okay.
That's okay.
但是我们绝对不能做平庸的人。
But don't be a mediocre Christian.
我们甘愿平凡，但不能平庸。
Then we can be ordinary without being mediocre.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们颂赞感谢你。
Lord, we just want to praise you and thank you.
因为你为我们预备了纯正美好的救恩。
You have provided the salvation for us.
你将你的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
You have given your son to us.
成为我们的主，我们的救赎主。
And can become our savior.
为我们树立的榜样。
And set an example for us.
愿我们的生命可以每天更像你的儿子耶稣基督的样式。
And so our life can be more like Jesus.
求主你加添我们的力量。
Continue to strengthen us.
求主你激励我们。
Continue to encourage us.
让我们在属灵的事上满有神的祝福。
And so in our the spiritual life that be filled with your blessing.
今天我们的正道已经结束。
And today the sermon is already over.
但是愿主你的圣灵亲自对我们说话。
But your Holy Spirit will continue to speak to us.
我们谢谢你的祝福。
We just want to thank you for your blessing.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.